Yeah, I think that's the main reason for it is the speed involved. It's also quicker time, like you said, it's in half. You're correct. That's also good when there's a contest going on, the field days and stuff like that. You can get a lot more contacts quicker if you're doing FT4, and there's more people using it during those times too. So there might be an actual bandwidth on your transmission too. Might be thinner than FT8. I'm not sure about that. But if so, that's another reason, especially on the satellite when it's just reflecting everything back. So, yeah, I had to set it up for full duplex, you transmitting on VHF, receiving on UHF, getting the Doppler effect all set. There's a lot of figuring out to get it all to work, but it's kind of neat. KE8 BSI.
W8FU. Yepers. Well, that sounds like another feather to put in your cap. So there you go. As far as the connectors go, I think I have the crimper. I'm pretty certain I would have the crimper. I don't know anything about the crimp connectors for LMR. If it's any different than, RG8. Is it a captive pin kind of a thing, or is there soldering involved with the pin? I'd have to get them regardless if I did that. I mean, it's tempting to just go ahead and do that, but also I could just put, I could just. Unfortunately, the GP15 has got a PL259, so there's no point in putting an N on that end, just to have to convert it to PL. So I'll just put a PL on that end. That one's prepped and ready to go. I hate soldering PLs, but I would prefer if I had them. So that's the key, if I had them.